Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that there were two battles being waged. There was the Ruchniyistic battle that Moshe Rabbeinu was waging, and then there was the Gashmiyistic battle, which Yehoshua was waging with the help of Moshe. That's what we saw. There are two aspects to the war, and when the Moshe Rabbeinu achieves his Ruchniyus with his tefillas, and then when the Jews see Moshe Rabbeinu's outstretched hands, then they're mischazek in Amunah, and they can have nitzim and aflos in the battlefield. So he has his tefillah, and then the Jewish people have their expanded Amunah because of Moshe Rabbeinu's extended hands, and their meshabed liban levim shabbat shemayim. So there are two aspects. Targum Yonison, he says there were two reasons that Moshe's arms were heavy. One is because he pushed the war off until the next day. He wasn't Mizdari's Boiseyom Latzalas Mishal Yisrael. Rashi says it's because he appointed Yehoshua, someone in his stead, and he was lazy about that. And Targum Yonison says a little differently. He wasn't a Zaris to wage the war today. So one reason is because he wasn't Zaris in waging the war. And the other reason is because he was weak because of the fast. So why do we need two reasons why Moshe's arms were heavy? One reason should be enough. So based on what we said, it would appear that Targum Yonison is getting from the Pasuk itself, because the Divrei HaTargum Yonison, there were two reasons why Moshe's hands were heavy. One is a natural reason because of the fast, and the other is a spiritual reason because of the, it was an onesh against Moshe that he had pushed off the war. So it would appear that the natural reason is clearly that the spiritual war Moshe was waging. You know, he had a daven. Now he's weak. He's unable to daven. But the Sibush Memis, the punishment for pushing off the war, that relates to the miracles on the battlefield that are coming because of the tefillah of Moshe and the Amunah when the Jews have when they see his outstretched arms. And now the onesh comes that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be able to be pulled these nisim and aflos in the battlefield because his hands were heavy. And there can be no room for nisim and aflos that are totally beneath the other tefillah of Moshe like we saw. And therefore it says that they took a stone and they placed it beneath him. So who's doing that? It's Pasha, it's Aaron and Chur, because their job is to help him in tefillah, like it says in the Medrash, in the Mechilta. It says that when you have a tainus, you need three people to be chazen. In other words, their job was to help him with the tefillah, Aaron and Chur. And Meilan, and in Psikah Pirkei de Rav Eliezer, and in Psikah de Rabbas, the Rav Kahana, they also learn in Yonah Hilchos Tefillah from here. So the point is that it's Pashat that they're placing the stone under him to sit, because their job is to help him in the tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu is weak, he can't daven. So Meilan, their job is Pashat to put a stone under him, and that's why it doesn't have to say their names, because it's Pashat that it's them, that's why they're there. So now he's not so weak anymore. So that's Klap because he's sitting. So that's Klap the Sipa Ativis. But Klap vis-a-vis the Sipa Shememis, and the Tzacha and the Melchama, there it says Aaron Chur held up his hands, but he davened when Ad Bo HaShemesh. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu can't be pulled because of the Onesh, but now Aaron Chur are going to help with his hands, Mizeachar, and they're going to be together in tefillah with Moshe by holding up his hands, and therefore the Jews are going to see his hands, and they're going to have more Amunah. And Mikoch, the schus of everybody, they're going to win the war. So you see there are two minyanim here. There's this stone that they gave him to sit. That's his chulsha, that's his weakness. So that helps him daven. And then there's the helping him raise his hands, which is also going to help him daven. And the Jews are going to see his hands, and they're going to be victorious in the war. So that's why Targum Yonison says there are two reasons his hands were heavy, because there were two pulas being done here. One is the sitting to help him with the tefillah, and that's connected to the fact that he was weak. And then there's the holding up his hands. That was a heavenly punishment that he didn't have koach in his hands because he pushed off the war. So there they helped him. And now he has koach to raise his hands, and the Jews are going to win the war because they're going to see his hands. They're going to be mishabed libam levim shabbat shemayim. So again, that's why it doesn't say their names when it says that they put the stone under him. It doesn't say who did it, because it's pashut, it was them. That's their job. But there was a chiddush that they held up his hands. What do you have to hold up his hands for? That wasn't part of their job. You can die without holding up your hands. So therefore, the pasuk has to say no. They helped him with that as well. It says Aaron and Chur. It says their names explicitly. And that helps him. That helps the Jews win the war, because then they see his outstretched hands, and then they have more Amunah, and they have Nisim and Aflos in the battlefield. So that's why it says both. So they took the Evan and the Yod of Amunah, because they needed both. They needed both his hands and the stone to help him daven. And that's why the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yad Aleph, it says, Vayikshe Yarem Yado, when he raised, he raised his hand over Yisrael. There it talks about the Haramas Yadayim. And in the next pasuk, it talks about V'hiyad V'munah. Because the pasuk about Haramas Yadayim is talking about the Jews seeing his hands and then having more Amunah. Therefore, it just says, Yara Moshe Yada. It's totally in Haramas Yadayim. But here, the emphasis is on Moshe's, is on Moshe's tefillah. Pasuk Beis. Since the emphasis is on Moshe's tefillah, it says Vahi Yad Vemuna, right? Because again, Pasuk Aleph, the Jews see his outstretched hands in tefillah. In the middle there, they're Meshabbatim Levim Shemaim. So all he needs to have is outstretched hands. The emphasis there is on the outstretched hands, not on the tefillah. But in Pasuk Beis, Vahi Yad Vemuna Bo Hashemesh, right? When he got weak, and they're now Aaron Chor holding up his hands, Vahi Yad Vemuna Bo Hashemesh. That's the other aspect. That's the that's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven. The focus here is on Moshe Rabbeinu's emunah, Moshe Rabbeinu's steadfastness, that he was that his hands were able to stay up because of the help of Aaron and Hur. So it's not talib about Haramistam. Haramistam is that the Jews should see it. That's Pasuk Aleph. And then Meshabbat Levim Levim Shemaim. And here it's telling us that they were helping him daven. They helped him daven by putting the stone under him, and he could sit on the stone. And Rashi says beautifully, not on a karva kesis. Yisrael Shirim Bitzar, Afaniya Aye Maim Bitzar. So in Pasuk Beis, it's talking about, right, that's why he's not sitting on something comfortable. Because when the Jewish people are Bitzar, so Moshe Rabbeinu felt he has to be Bitzar, so not going to sit on something comfortable. But Akopanu, he has to sit because he has to have koach for tefillah. And then Vayter, as part of his tefillah, Aaron and Hur helped him. They didn't even have to. I mean, you don't have to raise your hands in tefillah. But nevertheless, since that wasn't their job and had to say their name explicitly, Aaron and Hur wasn't obvious it was them. So they were Tomach Yadim Zem Yadim Mizeh. And Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu had the koach of tefillah. And he could raise his hands, Vahiyada Vimunad Bo Hashemesh. His hands were faithful until the sun set. So he was talking about his koach of tefillah. Which again, because of this, because Yad Vimunah, now the Jewish people are going to win the war because they're going to see his hands raised and they're going to be victorious. But the focus on the victory, that was in the previous pasuk. And when his hands were raised, they were going to be victorious. But this pasuk is talking about them, Aaron, who are helping him daven. They helped him daven by putting the stone under him. They also helped him daven by raising his hands. And then his hands were Emunat Bo Hashemesh. And that's why Rashi says, a tefillah ne'amenes v'nechona. It's a faithful and good tefillah. In other words, the very tefillah, of course he's davening. That's why he went up to the Gibbon in the first place. He used to wage the spiritual war by davening. But the chiddush of the pasuk is, that's why Rashi says, v'yedav emunah, tefillah ne'amenah, that he has the koach of tefillah. They were helping him with the koach of tefillah. That he's davening, it's pashut he's davening, but they didn't have that koach of tefillah, that the tefillah would be effective, the efficacy of his tefillah. So that was because of Aaron and Hur, they helped him with his hands. Tefillah im kol ha-koach sheish b'tefillah. And therefore it's nitla b'yada v'emunah. And also it says, Lashon Rabbim, yada v'emunah, and in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, yado, kasher yari Moshe yado, Lashon Yachid. Why this Lashon Rabbim, this Lashon Yachid? So the answer is, in a Pasuk Yud Aleph, we're talking about the Lamaisa. Lamaisa, there's the Inyan of Haramas Yad Echad. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu raises one hand, they see his hands towards heaven, and they're Meshabed Liban Levim Shemayim. So because they saw a hand raised. But here we're talking about the Koach, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Koach HaTefillah. So we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's kochos. So it's emphasizing that his koach ha-tefillah was restored. So it talks about both of his hands to show that now Moshe Rabbeinu has the koach ha-tefillah. For them to be Meshabed Liban Levim Shemayim, they just need one hand. So it says Yado. But to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu's koach ha-tefillah was restored by Aaron and Hur for that two hands. So again, you have two aspects. You have you have Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, and then you have the Jews winning on the battlefield. So the Jews went on the battlefield when they see him davening, as we said in the previous year. And Aaron and Hur, their job is to help him daven, so they even have a place to sit. but also to hold up his hands, because holding up his hands helps in the Gashmias, in the war on the battlefield. And even though you don't necessarily need that in order to daven, but it's a stronger tefillah, because it, first of all, like we said before, they see him with his hands raised. And also, besides them seeing it, but just the very fact that his hands are raised, that's a more powerful tefillah. And he had lost his koach tefillah, like we said, for two reasons. Because A, he was weak, so he had to sit down. And B, there was also besides the physical weakness, there was the fact that he was punished in the Shemai. So therefore, they had to help him with his davening, that he'd be able to raise his hands in tefillah. And now he has this koach tefillah back, because then koach tefillah, to show his koach tefillah was with both hands. So that's to show his koach tefillah. And again, in the previous pasuk, it's just Yarim Yado, one hand, because as long as they see his hand raised, they know the daven to Hashem. And Memela, they're going to win in the war on the battlefield because they're inspired by Moshe's Amunah. In the Gemara in Brachos 54a, it says that if you see Aro HaMakom Shanasa Bones LiYisrael, it says in the Brice, included in those things that require a bracha, if you see the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when Yoshua waged war against Amalek, and it brings there in the Gemara, Videi Moshe Kvedim V'Yichuevim V'Yasim V'Tachtov V'Yeshev Aleh. So the Maharsha says, we see earlier that you make a bracha on the Makom of the Neis. So Makom the Rosh HaGiva, that's where the Evan was. That's Makom HaNeis. What do you need the stone itself for? If you see the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, make a bracha that Hashem did in Neis for the Jewish people. What's the stone? If it's Makom HaNeis, then it's Rosh HaGiva. See what the Torah Tamima says over here. So the Maharsha is a good kasha l'chor, a good taina. Well, why do you have to see the stone? You have to see the place of the Neis, which is Rosh HaGiva. So maybe we can say, we're talking about the victory at war. So the victory at war was in the battlefield. That was the Neis. So the raising of his hands in the tefillah and the hill was only a sibul Neis. So why is it called Makom Shenasu Bonisim LiYisrael? So it must be that the bracha is the very fact that Moshe Rabbeinu could raise his hands and activate the Neis. That's part of the Neis. The Neis, part of the Neis is that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to raise his hands. He was so tired, and there was a nace in that as well. And that's what the bracha is being made on. That this nace that enabled the nace, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to raise his hands. We needed this special schus of iron and chur to help Moshe. And God got involved. I guess that makes it more derech atevedik. They did their ishtadlus, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have, obviously, this is a very, very deep spiritual matter over here. It wasn't just a matter of lifting up your hands over his head. There was a lot of kochos hara against him. Betach, there were ketrugim in shemayim, v'chule, v'chule. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were heavy. And again, there was the weakness of the fast, the physical, and then there was the punishment in shemayim. So there had to be a nace here. We had to go above nature in order to give Moshe that his hands should be raised together with Aaron and Chur. That's where we're making the bracha on, and this nace of him raising his hand. And if Adrav, if you know where they actually wage a war against Amalek, you make a bracha there also. But we don't know, so that's something we're talking about. So for that, it's not enough to have a giver without the Evan. The tefillah was begiva sharei aita tefillah begiva mikodem lechein sheinan nes. Before he was davening without the miracle, but now he needs a special miracle to keep his hands raised, and that's with the help of the stone. That's what helped. That's what helped affect that miracle. The stone, that was part of the nace. So the bracha relates to the miraculous tefillah of Moshe, and therefore you need the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on. So Rabbi Yisai, we have mamish a velt more to say about this. So much to say about this whole parish, it's unbelievable. But it's a schus that we were able to say this, and Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. אנחנו עוד נעמיק בזה, אני מקווה. תודה רבה שהאזנתם שלום.